Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, this is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite Norris.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I'm doing okay, but Blog Talk seems to be having a little bit of difficulty tonight. Strange things have been going on since I tried to sign on to the show. Just to let everybody know, if you're trying to call in, it's not on our end. And if we lose you, well, so be it. I just wanted to let you know, with all these Scorpio energies squaring off with Aquarian energies, it feels like a retrograde Mercury to me, okay?
Well, you know, it's got that technology base to it, you know, and that, yeah, I can see how you would say that. Definitely see how you could say that, you know?
Hey, I wrestled with two of my printers last night for almost 2 hours. Really? Come on. Then I figured out I had the ability to print out black on one of the printers and color on the other, and I actually did it off our astrology program.
Oh, funny.
Yeah, but it took me 2 hours to figure it out.
Well, you know, that Scorpion energy, if you have the tenacity, if you keep plugging away, you're going to win. That's the good part about the Scorpion energy.
And I did. Anyway, so we have these squares going on tonight. We've got that 6T-square going on with retrograde Uranus and Taurus and both Mercury and Mars, and they are forming that 6T-square to Saturn in Aquarius. In the ninth house of being on the air, at least here on the eastern seaboard. And it's interesting what's going on with the lunar eclipse. Why don't you give them the update on that one, Jacqueline?
Oh, fascinating. Well, you know, we you talk about T-squares. We have a few of them. You know, again, that T-square is still not going to necessarily separate because, again, we have Sun, Mercury, and Mars all in Scorpio at this time. And that T-square with Mars, it makes that shift again. So here again, it's a great time, and I'll say this about it. It's a great time to really check in with yourself, make sure you're steadfast in your personal values and beliefs. It's not a time to speak out. It's better to ask questions. I liked when you did the blurb for this show that you said take the high road, because it is about contemplation. It is about stepping back instead of stepping into, especially since Venus is in Capricorn in this situation, okay?
Absolutely.
Because it really makes it to where your greater benefit is to hold back, to wait, to take a long time before changing that situation. Because this full moon is in trine to Pluto, no matter how we look at that. So you can transform and change things during this period of time, but it's really about making sure you're changing yourself for those personal values and beliefs and making sure that you're making the right choices before taking an action. What do you think about it, Aphrodite?
I totally agree with everything you said. And it's interesting to me because we've had more than one lunation where the sun and the moon have been on, you know, that cusp, okay, which gives it kind of like a dual flavor, okay? Even though we're dealing with fixed signs technically, okay, the sun's on that Scorpio-Sag cusp and the moon's on that Taurus-Gemini cusp. So there is wiggle room because of the opposition that's formed during the lunation itself. And So what it allows us to do is, again, that I think that the Scorpio Sun is going to allow us to go deep, but being on the cusp of Sag, it's going to also help us to consider the possibilities. And then the Moon being in Taurus, we do want to stand our ground. It's exalted there. From the Gemini cusp, again, we can see both sides of the question. So I like this about this particular lunar eclipse. I really do. I think it could be much harsher than it is, than what I'm looking at right now.
I'll agree with that. It could be.
Yes, yes. Because you know me, I mean, I love the Scorpio Sun. You know, I do. And I always have, because everything goes to my first house. And
yep.
Because of that, I just feel it quickens my ability to perceive, especially if I'm quiet. Especially if I'm quiet. I like that. To me, it's a fantastic time for me personally to ponder. My pondering is great when this planet's moving through Scorpio.
Well, and not just for you. I mean, all water signs, it's really going to enhance that and enrich that. And especially since you have Scorpion Ascendant and all that stuff is in the first house, it's even going to supercharge it for you personally. But, you know, during that Scorpio period of time, everybody gets to have that deep sail. Some people it's uncomfortable for, some people it really works for. It's just a matter of perspective on the circumstances. This is one reason why I like astrology, is because it has its cycles, and it can tell you how that cycle is going to work. And again, here, that's what can we say. This is a time of contemplation, a time of transformation, a time of really moving slower than you normally would to make sure you're taking the right step. Is this because the time period of the energies that are radiating down here are calling us to do that?
I can't tell you how many Scorpio clients have called me saying, oh, my goodness, Aphrodite, I think it's hitting me dead on. What do I do? Well, I said, well, let's take a look, you know, because every chart's different, you know what I mean? If your sun's in Scorpio, it depends on the aspects that your natal sun makes in Scorpio. If it makes really great aspects in Scorpio when you were born and the eclipse hitting you dead on, it can bless you tremendously. If your sun is afflicted in Scorpio when you're born, guess what? Meet the challenge. As you pointed out earlier, take the high road. Keep your determination going on. Say, okay, I accept the challenge. I'm going for it. And you'll get through.
It is. You know, you talk about you have a lot of Scorpions that have been coming to you. I have a lot of water signs, period, recently, you know, with this one. So I think all the water signs are being affected more than average with this one. I can say that. One way or the other, they're being affected.
Mm-hmm. Again, without challenges, things don't grow. You know? If you've ever watched a blade of grass, okay, come up from the soil, now, usually, I would think that would be boring, but actually, when you see it, like, on a camera where they show you, you know, slow motion, how this happens, it's really friggin' fascinating.
It is, you know, and each and everything is striving, and that's the natural ability, is to strive to live, to strive to really have an enriched life, whether it be a tree, an animal, or human, okay? And so here again, if you didn't have any challenges in your life, you wouldn't know what good was. So it's always you're looking at both sides of the coin with it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we've got a few people on hold tonight. We should see what we can do to help them out. What do you think?
How about we do that?
Alrighty then. Area code 270, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Joy.
Hi, Joy, how are you doing tonight?
I'm okay, how are you?
I'm doing great, actually. Thank you for asking.
Have you called in before?
I haven't. This will be my first time giving a reading.
Okay. What's your birth date?
August 24th, 1980.
And do you know what time you were born?
Yes, 9:52 a.m.
And what city were you born in?
Sumter, South Carolina.
Sumter?
Yes.
Do you still live there?
No, I live in Kentucky.
Where in Kentucky do you live? Because I want to relocate you.
It's this really, really small town called Campbellsville.
Campbellsville?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I have it. I might get lucky.
What state was that in?
I'm sorry.
What
South
state
Carolina.
Were you born in?
South Carolina.
And what is Campbellsville close to?
Oh, Campbellsville. It's right in the heart of Kentucky. It's kind of in the middle of nowhere.
Can you spell it for me?
Yes, ma'am. Sorry. Campbellsville.
I think I'm going to be able to find that. But cause if it has less than a certain population, sometimes we can't get it on our system. Because Jack and I have the same software. So we try to get you as close as we can with your longitude and latitude of where you're at now, because it's the fixed stars that are overhead. And it does alter your ascendant when we do a relocation chart.
Okay.
So that's what I'm trying to see if I can find it on here. But if not, you know what, we can go with the next largest city, but I always try to get things as exact as I can.
Okay. And for some reason,
it.
I can't. Okay, good. Because I can't find the your birth city. Can you spell it for me?
Yes, Sumter.
Okay, thank you. I put a P in there.
So what question did you have for us tonight, Joy?
Is it general, too vague, or maybe if you see finances improving?
Okay. Let's take a look at that first. Let's see what's shaking there. Okay. Well, you're in a little bit of a holding pattern right now. But it's not a critical point. But I relocated to where you are now in Kentucky. No, I didn't relocate you, sorry. Let me go back to where you were. All right, let me try this again. Technology, we were talking about this earlier in the show. It's like, seriously?
Being a challenge.
It is what it is.
Okay. while she's doing that, I want to tell you, I don't think it's that far away. Okay. The sun is passing over your Uranus in your second house of personal finances in your natal chart. Following that will be Mercury, and then Mars will all go over that Uranus. I do think there is a transition here over the next 4 to 6 weeks. As a matter of fact. But on the other side of this, Saturn is dancing on your moon, your wonderful Aquarius moon. So I hear you emotionally that this may be challenging for you at this point in time. And I have to say that patience will pay off. I don't see anything major here that's going to affect you except for your emotional base. The South Node is there, so there are old issues from the past financially that are occurring. But again here, I say they will be okay. This full moon is going to help transform and change this. And I don't think it's as bad as what you think financially is what I'm going to say. And now I'm turning it back to Aphrodite.
All right, well, what do you do for work, by the way?
I work in an Amazon fulfillment center.
Okay.
But I've gotten into candle making, so I'm kind of hoping to do more of that.
Oh, good. I like that.
I'd like to see you use your creative forces more. But Neptune's retrograde in your sixth house of work and service to the public. But it's only retrograde until the 2nd of December. Okay, it's a couple of weeks away. So what you're dreaming and you're envisioning, okay, is probably going to start to quicken once it goes direct. Now, it's a holiday season, and people love candles as gifts, honey, okay? If I were you, I'd put a lot more energy into that right now. Even with retrograde, you might have certain ways you've been making candles, but you have some new ideas.
Yes.
I would go ahead and implement that. I would implement that spectacularly right now because it's going to jumpstart you for the new year, okay? Now, Uranus is retrograde. Uranus is retrograde in your eighth house of investing in yourself right now until the third week of January. But I feel between now and the third week of January, when it redirects its orbit, you're going to look at the progress you've made, and you're going to go, wow. Okay? So I think now is the time to hit the ground running. And I so agree with Jacqueline about Jupiter right now, too. So it's going to be moving forward, and when it goes into Pisces at the end of the year, it's going to oppose and attract to your Virgo sun. Okay? And Jupiter's the planet of good fortune and abundance. It magnifies everything it touches. And the Aquarian forces have to do with the energy that your candles give off, whether you're using essential oils with them, if it's color, if it's flowers you're putting in the wax. No matter what you're doing, use that uniqueness of that beautiful Aquarian moon that you have that Jacqueline already mentioned. I think this is going to be great for you.
Okay. Yeah, literally. I have some mint in my kitchen that I'm going to start making my own jars to go with my candles since I know about that.
I love
stuff.
It. Excellent.
Kind of jars.
Well, you keep us posted, okay?
I will. I appreciate it.
All right. You have a sweet night, honey.
Okay. Thank you both.
All right. Bye now. What a creative chart, huh? Wow. Nice.
Oh, yeah. I so could see her doing those candles. They'll be awesome. I so could see.
Yeah. It's nice to have that kind of creative joy in something that you're making, you know? I can just see it probably letting her up at the end of the day, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 201, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. This is Jackie.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
Well, I'm okay. This week was intense. It really was, but just trying to get my rest and move forward. I'm not really sure what was going on in my chat, but I was feeling it mentally and emotionally, and it finally, I think, and I'm trying to breathe and move forward. I just want to see what you guys get. In regards to, like, definitely some, my family.
Jackie, I've got more than one Jackie on here. Can you give me your birthday?
1/5/1965.
1/5?
Yes. January 5th, 1965.
I got you. 2 PM in London.
Hopefully it's right? 2 PM. That means you know I'll get a more accurate reading, right?
The closer you get to the exact birth time, the closer we can get to the timing of things.
Okay.
Where do you live now, Jackie?
I live in Paterson, New Jersey, with 1-2.
Oh, now I remember that. Okay, great. Thank you. Okay. And what question did you have for us tonight?
I'm trying to get my family on board with things that I see so we can move forward. Like we're all, everyone just has their own thing going on. And, I'm trying to move forward. I want to move physically. but I need them to buy into it, you know.
Well, from what I'm seeing in your chart, the important thing is for you to get in balance before you move forward, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of on uneven ground right now. You know, you have a lot of good energies in your chart and everything, but I think that, again, I think you probably are working too hard and you worry too much sometimes, and I think sometimes this gets in your way. Now, some people, worry with them is kind of like a form of prayer. They feel like if they think about it all the time, that the things that they prayed for will magically appear, and sometimes that's very true. So I'm not going to say it's wrong. I just want to see you more in balance before you move forward.
Okay.
Now, Venus is getting ready to pass over your Sun within a week, okay? So there could be a woman that can help you for some reason, somebody that maybe you are either aware of or will become aware of. When Venus kisses your Sun, usually there can be a woman that comes into your life that helps you to find a way or create the strategy, because Capricorn's all about having the strategy. Because once you have the strategy, then that part of you that looks at all the details when you worry has something to attach itself to manifest. Okay? What do you think, Jacqueline?
I think it's timing. I think you're frustrated because you want it, and you want it now. My little Aquarian moon. Okay. Saturn is getting ready to, it's just within conjunction for, within my terms of your moon. I agree with everything Aphrodite said, okay? Because I'm going to say that it is about doing more research, finding it, waiting the time out to get everything you need and all the tools you need. Don't worry, it's going to happen. It's just that you don't have everything you need at this point in time. The Sun just passed over your Neptune, and Mercury is going to dance over that too as well, and then Mars. So once these do go over your Neptune, you're going to find the answers. Like Aphrodite have that Venus benefactor that's going to start this whole thing off. But I think over the next 4 to 6 weeks, you're really going to have this good transformation for you that will work to your benefit. So patience, timing is everything in this because of that Saturn effect. So wait it out. Don't get anxious, like Aphrodite said. You can do the work to do this, and it will happen. And that's the answer, is it will happen. Okay?
Right.
They'll get on board. You have everything to do it. Okay?
I received that. I've been surrounded by a lot of anxiety, whether, you know, at work, my husband's anxiety at home, or my son's anxiety, and I'm very empathic. But, and I've been trying to work through that because it became too overwhelming and it started to take a toll on my body. No, definitely emotional, but it's hard to take a physical toll.
Would you mind if I made a suggestion for you? Would you mind if I made a suggestion for you? Okay.
Sure.
I want to tell you the most, when you have anxiety, the best shield that you can use is simple gratitude for what you already have in the palm of your hand. It's very hard for worry to get through gratitude. Gratitude is the most powerful shield that you possess, okay? Now, you are blessed because you were born with Venus, the planet of love, and Mercury, the communicator, in Sagittarius, which means optimism is something you can embrace if you're happy for what you do have, what you have done, and know that there's more to do, and it's right around the corner. Like, it's right around the corner. If you try to use that as your way to meditate or your way to think positive, that's going to help you to get through. Neptune's retrograding right now and it's squaring these planets, but it's going to go direct on the 2nd of December. So I think by the end of the first week of December, maybe the second week of December, all of a sudden your feeling of optimism is just going to naturally rise. Okay?
Okay.
So walk around your house or, you know, look at your phone or whatever you have that you treasure to say, you know, thank you. thank you for this. You know, I mean, I would work on that because I think it's going to help you so much to sleep better and eat better. You mm-hmm. eat better than you have been, by the way. Nag, nag, nag. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. but I think this is going to be good for you to just have a little change of attitude, and the attitude being gratitude. Just think about that. My attitude is gratitude today. And give that a shot, okay?
Right. Now, could I ask you about this woman? I don't know if it was
after we can't because we have too many people on hold now. We can only answer one question.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you anyway, ladies. I like to continue.
All right. God bless you, honey. All right.
You too. Namaste.
Namaste. Did you agree with what I said? I didn't even ask you. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. I so agree with what you said. I think
yeah.
that'll help her
out. Those mutable squares are rough unless you can balance the dynamic, you know, and I so understand that, you know, again, she's just wanting so much to get over the top. I can feel it all through her. It was
yeah,
weird.
That's
it.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, and those Capricorns are mountain goats in the first place, so they're just, you know, they just go down within themselves and make themselves just push harder, you know?
Right. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right, then. Oh, area code 901, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, ladies. Good evening.
It's Sylvia.
Yes, it's me. How are you all? Happy non-daylight saving time. Can you all hear me okay?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So do I need to say my birthday? I got it. What do I need to do?
I want to know.
April 4th, 61, 5:51 a.m., Memphis, Tennessee, right?
Yes.
And you still live in Memphis? All this music in the background, I can hardly hear you.
Oh, okay. I'm going past it. I'm walking outside. I am on the famous Beale Street. So hopefully
all
I have passed all the music now.
You're so cute.
This is
I'm sure
where
you've been
I'm
feeling
my...
all your psychic stuff, haven't you? You've been feeling all your psychic stuff. It's all over you tonight.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Except for my fire stick. It haven't led me to where I, wherever I packed it, I've looked and looked and looked. You know, I've been asking my angels and guys to help me find it. It haven't came up. So I ordered another one. And I said, when it pop up, I'll just have to.
When you're really ready, it'll appear, okay?
Yes. I'm past ready for it to appear to the point where I had to order another one. Because that was just causing frustration, constantly looking for it. You don't see it, and it's just like, okay, angels and guys, why does it seem like you all are not helping me? This is even more frustrating.
Oh, my goodness, girl.
So I want to know, why is my body so sensitive to food? This arthritis has been cutting up in my niche. And I'm going like, what am I eating? What did I eat? What did I eat a lot of? Start cutting back on the sugar.
You need to look at your glycemic index. You need to look at your glycemic index. In other words, you want to make sure that you're eating more protein than carbohydrates.
And when I was eating the carbohydrates, I try to eat the good carbohydrates.
That's fine. Now, do you have a gluten sensitivity?
Oh, God. I think some years years ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to tell you, you may have a gluten sensitivity because you do have a sensitive pancreas and colon in your chart because you've got Pisces Virgo polarity points, okay? So because of that, you might want to lose the gluten for a little bit and see what happens because you'll know in a week, okay? It's interesting because some people have it and don't even realize it, and then all of a sudden it creeps up on them. And they realize now that rather than just being gluten sensitive, they're gluten compromised, okay? And so I would take a look at that. Do you drink a lot of fruit juice?
No, ma'am. no ma'am.
Okay. Now, what you want to do is if you're going to drink things that aren't fruit juice, you want to make sure you have good electrolytes in what you're drinking, okay? Like the smart water, okay, that kind of thing, because I think maybe you're not getting enough electrolytes and maybe not enough minerals also in your diet. But overall, I think this is a balance that you can achieve, okay? Just when you're there, use your psychic stuff. Your psychic stuff is really powerful right now. So when you go to the store, wait for it. You know, you're facing the counter, you're looking at what you're about to buy. Kind of stand there and just wait for it and say, good for me or not. Now, I personally, I don't care what people think, so I'll bring my pendulum in there. I don't care. But other people won't do that. Okay? But you can do that if you want to. If it says no, I won't buy it. Okay? I normally buy everything organic. But my neighborhood Food Lion has really fresh vegetables there. And so sometimes I think that their fresh stuff looks better than the organic. So I'll bring out my pendulum and I'll say, yes, get this. So I've done that more than once and it has worked out very well for me.
Okay. What about making
right now,
a pendulum? I'm sorry, what did you say after that?
If you want to make a pendulum, you can. I have a number of different ones. Some I use for maps when I'm trying to relocate people. Some I just use because I just want to use it to kind of like check myself. Like, am I crazy today? It'll say yes.
It'll say, yeah, we're crazy. You know, specify, be specific, crazy in what way? Of course, you know, yes. It's like, okay, she just says she's crazy. She didn't say in what area, what way. Okay. I'm throwing it in for humor. Seriousness and humor,
exactly.
I forget.
If you lose your sense of humor, you've lost the game, girlfriend, okay?
Oh, yes. Got to have a sense of humor and some laughter in this life, okay? So,
engage your psychic energy when you're both buying food and eating food, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think give yourself that pregnant pause when you're standing there before you buy it. And say you go and you get something to go. Say you go to a restaurant and you get something to go and you bring it home, but something in you says, I don't know, should I have ordered this? Use your pendulum. It's going to tell you, okay? This is good for you because you're now becoming a co-creator of your own dietary requirements. How beautiful is this? Okay?
So what makes the... So is this the gluten sensitivity that's causing the arthritis in the neck? That's where it's flaring up at the loudest?
So you don't have any planets in Taurus natally. Taurus rules the neck and the shoulder area, and right now it's retrograde, and it's opposing your Neptune, okay? So I want you to try and see if you're, number one, supporting your neck when you're sleeping, okay? I also want you to look at how you're positioned, like in your car. How are you sitting when you have your seatbelt on? Look at some of the dynamics in real earth, okay, to see if there's something you can do to let your neck relax more. Because if you are having some problem with some premature arthritis in your neck, you want to make sure the muscles can relax when you're sleeping. And also if you're driving any distance, okay. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I say Mercury is in conjunct your sun, what I'm going to say, first of all. So, of course, you're frustrated as you can be. Inconjunctions are challenges, okay? And, you know, no matter how you look at it. So you are going to be fighting yourself during this period of time because Mercury passes relatively quick, but Mars is going to dance right over it as well, okay? The beautiful part mm-hmm. about that is you have, by birth, Neptune there, and it is about changing your perspective because all of this is going over your moon. And what it wants you to do is really shift yourself emotionally. You know, I talk about that Scorpion energy. It's got a whole heck of a lot of determination, okay? And you can, with that determination, be able to do this. I agree with everything Aphrodite said about what's going on. And I do think that you really need to be an observer right now of your actions. Sometimes, my little Aries, you run too quickly and don't see the details. And right now it's calling you to see those details so that you can get rid of this pain in the neck. Does that make sense to you, Sylvia?
Wow, I love it. I love it, Jacqueline. Love it.
Yeah. I was getting in an argument a few days ago with my son, and something just said, stop. Stop.
Yep.
Exactly.
I stopped.
I'm glad you listened.
I stopped because I can get extreme and go there. And I stop. Something just stop. And I stop and I calm down.
Good girl. Good girl.
I'm like, it's just not worth it. It's just not.
Well, you keep us posted on your progress, okay?
Okay. So check into the glue and use the psychic stuff. I'm going to make me a pendulum.
There you are. And enjoy doing it. Enjoy the creation of it. Make it your own.
Okay.
Honey. All right.
Okay, keep me on the line, ladies. I'm going to continue to listen. Thank you all.
You
love y'all
it,
more.
Love you too. Okay.
All right.
She's such a darling. Oh, my goodness. Anyway.
She is. She cracks me up. You guys made me laugh so hard.
But, you know, that's the whole thing. I never want to lose my ability to giggle. I really don't.
Oh, you can't. Humor and comedy, it really goes a long way with how life works.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, when you can laugh at yourself, you've won the game. You know what I mean? So I look at myself in the mirror, I say, well, aren't you a horse's ass? And then I laugh. If it works, don't fix it.
Exactly. Okay.
All right, girl. Area code 336, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Marilyn from North Carolina.
Hey, Marilyn, how are you?
Well, we've talked before, so I'll give you my birthday so you can look it up. It's November 19, 1954.
Oh, it's coming up, man.
Yeah, I'm having the eclipse on my birthday, of all things.
What city are you going to be in on your birthday?
Probably Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Okay.
Is she a day early this year, or is she right on target, Jacqueline?
She's a day early, November 18th.
That's what I saw.
7:55 p.m. Yeah, I've been watching it, too. So you're not going to have it's going to be in conjunction, but it's not going to be a hit.
I think you got the wrong time.
No, that's for your solar return this year. The sun doesn't move on our time clock. So,
okay.
It's a day early because of leap year. It's a day early because of leap year. That's why.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But that's just
don't worry.
Solar return.
You can celebrate a day early, Marilyn. Why are you complaining?
Oh, cool. Cool. All right.
Wow.
That's great.
It's fascinating.
Well, you know, I've got a lot of bodily issues that have been haunting me quite a while now, about 3 years. And if you remember, I don't know how good you are about remembering discussions that you had 5 months ago or 6 months ago, but we talked about this brain surgery. And the brain surgery involves dealing with two choices, going into the brain with some probes and putting some wires in there that will stimulate certain parts of the brain and take care of the tremors with the Parkinson's. And the last time we talked, you said, let us know when you're going to go into surgery, and we'll tell you what day will be a good day. Well,
exactly.
The other choice is a stomach procedure that pokes a hole in your stomach, and a tube runs out of your stomach and into a pump, and then the pump tube goes back into the body and goes down into the small intestines and pumps medicine into your intestines so that you don't have to digest it through the stomach. And that procedure is called Duopa, D-U-O-P-A. And I need to get a feel for what kind of energies might be available in the rest of this year.
Now, I can do the research for you on this, okay, because I have I know a lot about medical astrology, but it's not something I can handle on the show in 5 minutes, okay?
Sure,
But
sure.
I'm more than happy to look at it for you. You know, you're a repeat client, all that good stuff. You know, I'm happy to talk to you about it, and Jacqueline can too. But I can look at this for you because what I use the 13 rules of operations when I look at when they're doing invasive procedure, okay? You want, like, the moon
okay.
to be increasing in light. You want Mars in good aspect. You want Neptune, which rules anesthesia, in good aspect. I'd like to take a look at the days that any surgeon would be doing either one of these procedures, because usually they only do them a few days a week, either morning or afternoon. I can at least get you a good surgical date. And I'd like to take a look at it more succinctly than I can do it on the show tonight. So you
sure.
feel free to call me, okay?
I do.
You call me.
I do.
And I'll take a look at it. And I'll also call Jacqueline privately, and I'll check it out with her and get her confirmation, too, because I trust her instincts as well with this kind of thing.
Okay.
And
well,
so that way
you know,
we can both support you. Okay?
Well, you know, the thing that has come up is that the medication that I'm on, that I've been on for 3 years, is dopamine. And there are a lot of side effects to this medication. However,
yep.
it does give me the capability to move, to walk, and to stand.
Right.
Without
the
dopamine, I would be in
big
trouble.
This is a temporary fix, but you want to have some that's more long-lasting, and I understand that because of all the planetary energies that you have in Scorpio. So I'm glad you're doing the research because you've got those beautiful Scorpio planets in your eighth house, and it's so good to do the research because you want to go in there self-assured. And I love that about you.
Well, Saturn is kicking my butt.
Yeah. I know.
Well.
I'm having a lot of paralysis. You know, the medicine doesn't work as well as it did 3 years ago. It's working okay. But if I have to go through the decline that I have seen in the last year, if I have to go through another decline, it's going to be tough because
right.
you can't just beat a dead horse every day, hour after hour. I mean, after a while, you just get exhausted.
Right, but you're trying to be a co-creator of the options that are on the plate right now, and I respect that, and you need to probably take that step to choose one of the two. And just because, again, to stay stuck, it's hard. I hear you. What do you think, Jacqueline?
You know, I agree with you that, first of all, as far as the details of medical, I bow to Aphrodite's expertise, okay? So she really is good with medical. So I do, again, strongly agree you talk to her, especially about the timing of it. But what you have going on until the end of this year is Jupiter is in your 12th house. It has passed over your Mars, okay? The 12th house rules surgeries, okay? And I know, Saturn is kicking your tush. It just went into that 12th house. So it is saying, and I do agree with her, that I think you may need to make a choice of which surgery you feel is best for you. And I do feel that you should do
Would you like to have a 17-ounce pump hanging off of your stomach the size of a VA desk tape?
No.
Not too sexy, is it? I'm too sexy for the pump, aren't I? The pump is just, you know, having tubes hanging out of my stomach and the pump hanging there, I don't know. You've got to buy a battery for that darn pump, too.
And here again, it is about making the right choice. I do think surgery is involved with whatever choice. And again here, if that's not what you want, if that's not the choice for you, then move on. Let that one go and do the research on your other options. Because again here,
yes.
I do feel it's going to be an option that's going to work for you to make this transformation and change. Jupiter goes from your 12th house into your first house, which Jupiter in the first house is such a blessing. It gives you this wonderful gift. So, again here, I know you're tired. I hear you, my Scorpio baby, okay? But I'm going to tell you, because of the solar return, having that Jupiter all year long in it, right, conjunct your Mars, I really think that this is a good transformational year for your health, and I do think it's worth holding on, hanging on, and having that tenacity that I've been talking about with the Scorpio energy to really find the right answer, okay? Because I know you can during this period of time with what's going on, okay? So,
well, I live alone, and there's not a lot of personal support about. And people avoid getting too involved with the Parkinson's because it's really hard to watch somebody live with it. And I got a son. I got a son who's coming to visit me for the first time in 3 years. He's never seen me this sick. He's never seen me tremor. So he's going to be coming for my birthday next Friday.
Oh, I love that. I'm glad he's coming. You know, Pluto's sitting on your Chiron, the wounded healer, right now. Pluto has not sat on this star since the Revolutionary War in this country. That's how slow this planet moves. You can be empowered by making the right decision to bring back your health. And right now it's also in square to your Neptune in Libra, which is why they gave you two options, because you're trying to balance your options right now. And that's why you're feeling a little stressed out with your Scorpio stuff. You're like, the decision is on me. The responsibility is on me. But, as Jacqueline so pointedly pointed out, Jupiter going into Pisces at the end of the year for a full year. And during that year, during 2022, it's going to form trines and blessing lines to all your Scorpio planets. You have four majors in there. So whatever process you go through, you're going to take back your power, honey, and Jupiter, the planet of good fortune and abundance, is going to bless you, as she said. Okay? So let me help you figure it out. You call me, and let me work up the chart for you completely. Okay? And
very good.
Jack and I both try and take care of you, okay?
Very good. Very good. Thank you, ladies.
God bless you, honey. Hang in there, girlfriend.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. All right. Sweet night. That's a lot.
It is. But I know she can do it. Again,
I do too. Her power is definitely there. And the nice thing about the Scorpio energies is they are transformative in nature. Because I was in the medical field for 21 years, I have seen more tragedies but more miracles than most people ever witness, okay? Whether I participated in the process or I just witnessed it, I can tell you the transformative power of the human spirit with enough faith and determination, as we talked about earlier in the show tonight, can be phenomenal. Phenomenal.
It's amazing what that can be done with that. Truly amazing.
So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Okay. Air code 303, you're on the air.
No, I'm just listening.
Say again?
I'm only listening.
Oh, she's only listening.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I'll put you back on hold.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Sweet. Well, okay then. We don't have anybody left in the queue. So I think we're done. It's a little early, but we should tell people where they can find us.
Oh, well, first of all, what we should talk about is next week.
Yes. Next week, I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be on location. So we're not going to be having a show next week unless you want to commandeer it, Jacqueline. It's up to you.
I'm a little shy. I can't do it on my own.
All right. So we're going to be taking a sabbatical next week. I'm doing the special event, but COVID, we haven't done it in 3 years now. So I am going to go for it, and I'm going to mask up, and I'm going to be there for everybody. It's a beautiful two-day fair we have. It's a Celebration of Light fair that we do. We have been doing it in Forest, Virginia. Now we're going to be in Lynchburg. An incredible gathering of people that really want to help others through their beautiful gifts, okay? And I'm so excited about it coming back. I can't tell you. My heart's as big as a basketball tonight about this, okay? So I won't be able to do it. Yeah, because it doesn't end until 5 o'clock on Sunday, and it is at least an hour drive, so I can't guarantee me getting back on time with traffic and driving in the dark. So it's dark now, okay? But I think it's going to be great. So we'll be back the following week, and we'll take care of you. Again, people talk about good and bad things about eclipses. And I want to tell you that the way an eclipse accesses your chart is very individual. So people will send you scary things. They'll send you things that are really up. They'll send you different things. But just know that how it accesses your personal chart is what Jack and I look at when you call into the show. Because then it tells us what it's going to be accessing. And again, because when you're in a full moon cycle, you're usually bringing something to completion, or you're at least taking a major turn in the road. And it's very individual. And so that's what we do when we look at these things for you when you call into the show. And we love giving you the benefit of this beautiful ancient art that we've been so gifted with and so blessed with. Right, Jacqueline?
I agree.
So tell them where they can find us if they need to call us in between. We won't be here next Sunday.
Okay. Well, you can call me at 772-286-2720. And where can they reach you at, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-613-1070 or at 540-400-0110. This has been the Illumination Station, and we support your spiritual journey, and we'll talk to you again soon. You have a blessed 2 weeks. God bless. Good night.
Good night.